tonight we're looking at the Raspberry Pi 3 Model A+. Now, how can the latest and greatest version of the Raspberry Pi be an A+ when the last greatest model was the B+?
I can answer that.
Can you?
Well, I think so. A plus is just better. That's
oh,
like
A
the
plus
best.
Is like
yes.
A plus.
B plus.
Nicely done.
B plus
Raspberry
is like
Pi.
You could do a little better.
So
like
very
by
good.
Yeah.
Really, what we're saying is Raspberry Pi is most improved student.
Yes.
Because they keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
They went from zero to A plus.
So this is the latest version of the Raspberry Pi line. It boasts a 64-bit quad core processor.
Okay.
Just like the previous iteration, the B plus. It has a different form factor. It's got dual band 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. And one of the neat things about this, if you're using the A plus for developing a product. So mm-hmm. if you want to put this in a smart home device that you're going to be selling, for example, the Wi-Fi is already pre-certified. So you don't have to go through the certification process. It expedites your ability to release your product that's using the Raspberry Pi as its brain kind of thing. Oh. But it also cuts your cost because you don't have to go through that approval process.
Right.
The Raspberry Pi 3 Model A Plus is also just $25.
Ooh.
So, hey, if it meets your need, this is going to be the perfect thing. I'm going to head over to our unboxing table here. This was a gift from Marshman. Thank you, Marshman.
Oh, nice.
And there it is, the Raspberry Pi 3 Model A+. Let's get right into the box and get a look at it. As I mentioned, it's got a 1.4 gigahertz Cortex A53 64-bit quad-core processor. Now, you notice right away that the form factor is different from a standard Raspberry Pi, like the B+, for example. Let's get out our trusty ruler here, make sure I've got the right side here, because I always do this. This is the craziest ruler, folks. What do we have? We have, turn it over, 65 millimeters, about 2.5 inches, a little more than that. Now, I can see it looks like a square, but in my hand, this side is definitely a little bit shorter, but yeah, 56 millimeters, about 2.2 inches this way. And so the form factor is definitely a little bit different for you. So we've got a couple of interesting facts about this board. First of all, the one thing that I notice right out of the box, this is the first time I've had it out, is that there is no Ethernet. But as I mentioned, it does have dual band 2.4 and 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi. It's got BGN and AC compatibility. It's got Bluetooth 4.2. And it's got a full-size 40-pin GPIO extended connector as well. So if you want to use this for prototyping or building your product, this is the perfect little board as long as you don't need Ethernet. It has a single USB 2 port. And working our way around the board, we've got our audio jack here as well, which doubles as video, composite video. So if you've got the cable with the yellow end on it, you'll be able to pull RCA video off of that as well. We've got a camera connector. We've got a couple of different connectors there, display as well. We've got full-sized HDMI. We've got the power input, which is 5 volts, 2.5 amp, right here, which is just the USB micro. Working our way around, we've got the improved Wi-Fi chip, the processor there. On the other side, we can see a couple of, the board is double-sided, and then we've got the SD card port here. So that's for your for booting your operating system, as well as the storage itself. So not a lot to see, because we're so used to these single-board computers, and this one is kind of a little bit streamlined, a little bit stripped down, if you will. But definitely, as a prototyping board or something that is going to power a device that you're creating, manufacturing, this is going to be really, really cool, again, as long as you do not need that Ethernet connectivity. That said, we do have a USB 2 port, so presumably we could use an Ethernet USB adapter in order to gain that if we like. What else is in the box, if anything? Nothing at all. There you go, just the instruction manual, and that's it. That's the Model A Plus Raspberry Pi 3. We're going to be taking a look at that, getting the giggle score off of that in the next couple of weeks' time. There you have it. What do you think of that?
That's very nice. Now, one thing chat room picked up on.
Yes.
65 by 56 millimeters, not centimeters.
millimeters.
That's a big SBC.
It's okay. It's about this. We're using a special telescopic lens here. Thank you very much. Yes.
So, I am a giant.
It is not quite that big.
Yeah.
But it's still very nice. And then there was a question about micro SD.
It is micro SD.
Okay.
If I said SD, that's what I mean. It's micro SD.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
And of course, we're open to any other questions. We are going to be testing that, as I mentioned, with the Giggle Score. We're going to be putting that up against a couple of other boards as well, very interested in seeing how it performs. And interestingly enough, in the preliminary tests that we've been seeing in the community, I do believe that it is performing better than a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. Now, I say that as a preliminary.
You
kind of think so, as it's newer and everything else. But it does have half of the RAM, so we got to keep
right.
that in mind.
Okay, that's true.
So if you're using it for, it's not something that you're going to be using for a RetroPie system or probably not for NEMS Linux or anything that requires a gig plus. Like that 1 gig of a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus is really low already. So cut that in half, and now, okay, what is it good for? What can it be used for? There are certain applications, of course, that are going to be really, really good for this board, mm-hmm. especially at the price point of $25.
Cool, yeah. Exactly.
That's going to be pretty sleek.
Very nice. Now, the one thing about it that kind of shocked me is that there was no Ethernet port.
Yeah.
Like, that, to me, is a drawback, because I like to be hardwired in at home.
Absolutely.
I have better control with the data that's being sent when it's over Ethernet, as opposed to just out there in the Wi-Fi world.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they eliminate the Ethernet on it?
Cut cost. Cut the underlying price of the board.
Okay.
So they're presuming that this is going to be something of a smart home device. So if I'm going to build something and create something from this device, use this as my prototyping board, it's going to be Wi-Fi connected.
Right.
You know, all of the devices that we use that are smart home, they're all Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
you don't plug an Ethernet cable into an Amazon Echo.
True.
Right? That's not how it works. So yeah, it's not great for streaming video because it is Wi-Fi and it's limited to the throughput of Wi-Fi. Now, it is a pretty decent Wi-Fi chip, but I have found that Raspberry Pi Wi-Fi has been a little substandard.
Right.
But again, it's what is it for? What is the Raspberry Pi for?
That's
and
true.
That's where it really does well in that kind of manufacturing, building something, learning, education, robots, for example. Using this as a brain for a robot with Wi-Fi
built
in.
Yeah, that'd work.
It's a smaller form factor. It's a little bit faster. Doesn't have a lot of RAM, but doesn't need it when it's just running some Python. And it would do very, very well in that scenario, I think.
Cool.
So it boils down to what you want to use it for.
I'm excited to see the Giggle Score.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. You get one at cat5.tv/pi. Check them out and let us know what you think would be the best option. As I mentioned, Jeff, you can presumably use a USB adapter to get Ethernet if you absolutely needed it. But that's not the intention of this board.
No.
With, keeping the cost down at $25. I think that's pretty cool.